With today's top stories, I'm Tonata Kadila. Mobile Telecommunications Limited is warning the public about a new scam on social media that claims to offer free data. MTC spokesperson Erasmus Nekundi explains.
We have actually taken note of scammers going around indicating and telling people that for those that have had MTC SIM card for so long, like old SIM card holders, they will qualify for a specific amount of data. They are saying if you had your SIM card for older than 6 months, you'll get 10 gigabytes. 1 year and above, you'll get 20 gigabytes. We just want to clarify and state it categorically that that is not true. It is a scam. And we urge all our customers to be vigilant. And should they come across a message of this nature, they should not entertain it.
Namibian woman has been arrested at OR Tambo International Airport in Kempton Park, South Africa, for allegedly carrying cocaine in her body. The South African Police Service said that this is the 10th drug mule arrested at the airport in the last 2 months. The Independent Online reports that authorities, including the SAPS Customs and Immigration officials, acted on intelligence that the 30-year-old drug mule would arrive from Sao Paulo, Brazil, around 7 a.m. on Sunday. After South African Reserve Bank Governor Lesetša Kganyago announced a 25 basis point cut in the country's repo rate to 8% last week, we asked local economist Robin Sherbourne if Namibia might take a similar approach.
I think we're going to see further cuts. We generally have to follow what goes on in South Africa as we're part of the CMA and our currencies are linked. But I see monetary policy slowly being relaxed over the next year or so. So we'll, as mortgage, and hopefully we'll be paying a bit less on that. But it'll be a slow decline. Overall, inflation, the Bank of Namibia is forecasting inflation to be a percentage lower than it was last year. Last year, 5.9%. This year, on average, 4.9%. It's coming down. It's been painful for a lot of people and businesses. High interest rates always are. But I think now inflation has been tackled and interest rates can start to come down.
Kenya has pledged to send an additional 600 police officers to Haiti in the coming weeks to fight gangs controlling much of the capital, Port-au-Prince, and nearby areas. The BBC reports that this would bring the Kenyan contingent deployed incrementally since June to help the Caribbean nation's beleaguered police force up to 1,000. Then a key state race in Germany has seen an increase in support for a right-wing populist party at the expense of the country's traditional conservative party.
Well, on paper, the election in Brandenburg should have been a walk in the park for the left-wing Social Democrats. After all, this is a state that they have governed since German reunification all the way back in 1990. Whilst they did place first, hot on their heels was the populist right-wing party Alternative for Deutschland, who continues to see its support grow. They are campaigning heavily against illegal immigration and cost of living, and it's a message which seems to be reaching more and more voters in Germany, causing real concern for the government of Olaf Scholz ahead of his re-election bid next year. In Berlin, Trent Murray, Salem News Channel.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.